Mesechtas Chulin, Daf Chav Gimel, 8 lines to the bottom of Daf Chav Beis and Beis, and let us begin with a review and Akdama to Asugya. We learned in our Mishnah that when one brings a Chatas or Eilus Oif, the Torah specified that one can either bring mature or adult Torim or young Bnei Yaina. However, one cannot bring either Torim or Bnei Yaina during their interim period where the feathers around their neck are yellowing, and as the Mishnah stated, Tchilas Atzir Bezeo Bezeo Pasol, and as we saw, the Gemara brought a Braisa that Tanur Rabbanon Yachli Yu Kolaterim V'chol Bnei Ayonik Shirim Talmudleim Minaterim V'loi Kolaterim, and the pasuk also states Min Bnei Ayona V'loi Kol Bnei Ayona Prat L'Tchilas Atziv Shabazev Shabazev Shapasol. And our Gemara will now bring that Reb Zira had a shayla based on a suffix as to the reason why one cannot bring a carbon from Terim or Bnei Ayona during the stage of Tchilas Atziv. As is it because we have a suffix as to how to categorize a bird during the stage, and is the bird still considered a young bird or is it already considered an adult bird, and therefore you can't bring it as a ben yaina, as possibly it's already categorized as an adult, and one can also not bring it as a tar, as possibly it's still categorized as a young bird, or is there no suffix at all? And the reason why one cannot bring bnei yaina or tarim during this stage is because this man of siyav is its own category, and as the Gemara will describe as bria hava, and as we have given example that girls and women have three separate halachic periods, katnius, nairus, and bagris. And birds also have three distinct categories in Zmanim. There is the earlier stage when they are young birds, and the later stage when they are considered adult birds, and then there's the middle category of Tziyuv, and the Torah only allowed one to bring Bnei Yoina as a carbon while they are still categorized as young birds, and the Torah only allowed one to bring a carbon from Terim once they are categorized as adult birds, and neither can be brought during the Tziyuv period. And practically, the only nafkamina would be in a case where Reuven stated that I want to bring an Eilus Sa'if either from Terim or Bnei Yoina, and in order to be Mekayim his Neda, he brought two Oifas, one Ter and one Bnei Yoina, that are both in the stage of Tchilas Atziv. And if the only reason why we can't bring birds that are in the period of Tchilas Atziv is based on a suffix, if they are categorized as young or adult birds, so in Manavshach, in this case, he was Mekayim his Neda, as either he just brought a young Ben Yoina or an adult Ter. However, if during this period of time it is categorized as a separate Birya and a separate category, so he was not Mekayim his Neda at all. And let us now see this in the Gemara. As the Gemara begins, by Reb Zira, the Reb Zira had the following Shaila, Ha'im ha-rei alai oylem min ha-term, oylem min b'nei ha-yoyna, ve-hevi t'chil sa-tzir, sh'b'zev, sh'b'zev, ma'u. And if Reuven made a Neda, that I'm going to bring an oyla, either from term or from b'nei ha-yoyna, and then he brought two birds, one tar, one ben ha-yoyna, and both birds were in the stage of t'chil sa-tzir. So Reb Zira had a Shaila, if he was Mekayim his Neda or not, and as he explains, Sveika have Nafik, or Dilma Birya have a Veloy Nafik, and as Rashi states in Diba Maskel, Tchil Satsi of Mao, Yotzidi Nidra Eloy, Hoditan Tchil Satsi of Possel Bishneem, Bishum Sveku, Shemagdalem Shemakhtanim, Hilkahanoid Terim Loyotza Shemakhtanim, Vanoida Bne Yoina Loyotza Shemakhdalem, and the only Nafkumina would be, I will Zeshinada Eze Shiitza Vahivishneem, Yotzim Manashach, as Im Gedalem Haim, as if they're categorized as Gedalem, then Yotzim Shum Terim, Vim Khtanim Haim, and if they're categorized as Khtanim, so Yotzim Mishum Bnei Yoina. And as Rashi continues, that the other side of the Shaila of Reb Zira is that we know certainly they're not considered gdolim and they're not considered ktanim. And I entices in Diba Maschel v'hebi t'chil satziv shabzev shabzev ma'u. And one side was tzveika havav nafig and tzveika bother v'im teimar kivin in manushach ha'ech apostle heich yachlak krivam, that according to the first side of Reb Zira, and how would we be yotze his neder? As lemaisa, how could he be makir of both of these birds? If certainly one of these birds is definitely pasul, and therefore you can't be makir of on the mizbeach. And Taisis brings a few terutzim. And number one, v'yesh leima de riboyle kagoyindim of a kohen v'ikriv. And in the Chanami, our Gemara is talking about a very specific scenario where the kohen was over and was makir of both of these birds. And keep in mind, generally we don't find in the Gemara that the Gemara speaks about a case of v'imavar. And Taisis brings another teretz, inami kivan shev. And Taisus wants to be mechadish that as long as the person that made the neder gives these two birds to the kohen, so even though the kohen cannot be mak of these birds, he is still yotze yedei nidrai, and this teretz is definitely tzarech biur. Then Taisus continues, v'yesh mefoshim, there Reb Zira is discussing a scenario where someone was being mak of these birds on a bama, and ayin Taisus the mashma b'shalim in Masechtas Megillah shekol efes kshirim b'bama va'afilu tanagoy. chaya v'lemiut el tmein. However, ayin tesis b'yesa b'yer, and our Gemara will now continue and try to bring a raya to the second side of the suffix of Rav Zira, as Amar Rava Tashma, and Rava will try to bring a raya from the prior brisa that we already mentioned in that Amar. And as we saw that the brisa stated that the pasuk says min atarim, and we learn out v'loy kol atarim, and the pasuk states min bnei ayoina, and we learn out v'loy kol bnei ayoina, prat l'tchilas hatziv shebezev shebezev shepasol. And Rava wants to bring a raya as I amar b'shleima bria hava shaper, as if you will say that during this stage it's considered a separate bria and it's considered a third category, then certainly it makes sense that the Torah would have to tell us that during this stage one cannot use these birds as a carbon. And as Rashi states, amar Rava tashma mid'itzrich kral matinu, as I amar b'shleima shmin and kral debiria nanu v'afilu eichet lek lemechish l'sveika k'goyim b'boyidi don b'psili shaper asakra. And it makes sense that the Torah would actually teach us this halacha. However, as Rava continues, Eli'i amr tzveika hava, itzuch kralimute tzveika, but if you will say that there really are only two categories by birds, and there's a category of a young bird and a mature bird, and we just have a suffix, if during this middle stage of siyuv, if a bird is still considered a young bird, or is it already considered an older bird, and certainly the Torah would not bring a pasuk in order to be mai at this stage, as certainly there is no suffix to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows if this bird is categorized as a young bird, or if it's categorized as an old bird. And as Rashi states, Istrich Kralamute, Miyaka Sveka Kami Kutchabrichu, Ipshitul Chadig Dailuninu, Isinu Baturim. And certainly, if these birds are really considered older birds, then certainly one could bring them as Turim. And if they would be considered younger birds, then certainly one could bring them as Bnei Yoina. And as Rashi points out, that since it's not Pasha to us, if it's considered an older or younger bird, then certainly it will not be Kosher. And why would the Pasuk have to teach us this halacha and tell us that it would be Pasul? And Ayin Tesis, who is bothered, how can you say with Klapishmaya Galya, and there's only a suffix to human beings, that there would be no reason for the Torah to bring a miut? If we find a case in Mesechus Bamitzia by Maisa Behima, where Kafetz Echemin Amunin Lutechon, that the Gemara dashins from the Pasuk, that Kulim Paturin, that Siri Vade Amrachmana Vulea Siri Suffolk, and similarly in the Gemara Mesechus Nazir, where Suffolk Kodman Beherzel Sal Lovan, or Suffolk Sal Lovan Kodam, that me Suffolk one would be Tar, but the Pasuk Ba Kosta Betarat Chila, and certainly in both of these cases, there is no suffix kami kutchabriku. And even so, the Torah brings a miut, and Taisus first points out, umiyu mehachalai kasha, the hachahaki purushai, itzuch kalamute sveka, shlemiut oisam vadai elemi suffix, the kama sveka havev benafik, shavi mizel mizer, avahasam kulum paturim vadai velemi suffix. And similarly, by suffix kodma behersal salavan, vadai tar, and it's not a din me suffix. And then Taisus continues and asks a question from the case of a kfi or a kai, and also from the case of palgus that we will learn a bit later. And ultimately, Taisus explained the chol sveka di efshelavara kamoy gabi baharis umaisa the lepam shukach lepam shu binyan acher. In those cases, each time could be a different psak, as each time the metzias could be different. So shayach lemute mikra shapir mitam sheim safik avol hocha efshelavara sveka zu the chol tchilas atziyuv shavin vekamishmaya galya imem kranim oydolim. However, when a bird is during the stage of tchilas atziyuv, so every single bird has the same status, and it's just a shayla if we consider it a gadol or a katan. This explanation will hold true b'negeya koi as well as b'negeya palgas. And similarly, Taisus brings down from the case of an adragadis ayin sham, and we continue on daf chav gemara min aleph, and the gemara will now respond to Rava in a chanami according to the first side of Rav Zira, that when a bird is during the stage of tchilas atziyuv, that we have a suffix if it's considered a gadol or a katan. So in a chenami, there would be no need to learn this out for the words min atarim v'loy kol atarim and min b'nei ayina v'loy kol b'nei ayina. And when our brisa stated that we learn it from these words, it's only in a smachta ba'alma ki yisuch kral mu'uti nirva v'nevad. When the pasuk states min atarim and the pasuk states min b'nei ayina, Torah is actually trying to remind you two other cases. The Torah teaches us that one cannot bring as a carbon a bird that was nirva and which a person was mizana with. Similarly, the Torah is teaching us that one could not bring as a korban any bird that was nevad and which was served as avodah zarah. And as Rashi states, lemute nirva v'nevad va'af gav the tanik tani prat l'tchilas atziyuv asmachta ba'almuhu as certainly la'ilam pesilinu mishum sveka, as the actual reason why someone cannot bring a korban from terim or b'nei yoina that in the period of tchilas atziyuv only because of a suffix and not based on a pasuk. And Rashi points out that when the Gemara states that our pasuk is coming to Mayit Nirva, and Rashi is bothered why our Gemara did not mention Revea. Rashi explains that Revea lek lameima b'oifes, as b'metzias this is impossible, as in l'cha if Revea ayin and sham. And our Gemara continues and is bothered that l'maisa we have multiple pesukim in Pashas Emor that discuss the various mumin by behema and chaya. And as we will see, that not only is the psul of bali mumin, but is also a psul of Revea Nirva Nevad. And if so, why would Terry have to teach us specifically b'negei oifes? One cannot use an oif that was Nirva or Nevad as a carbon. As our Gemara continues and explains, as Salkadai Techamina, as one may have had a Hamina, Ho'ilvik Siv, that since at the end of the Pasha that discusses all the Mumin, so in Pasuk Chafhei, the Pasuk states in Pasha's Emor, Umiyab Benech Loi Sakrivas Lechem Lekechem, Mikol Eile, Kimashchasim Behem, Mumbam Lei Ratzol Lechem, Betanet V'Rabbi Shmuel, and the Yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel, they taught the following Braisa, that Kol Mokib Shinem Ashchasa, In Al Dva Eva Vavis Chichavim, that since this Pasuk doesn't only mention Mumim, but it also mentions Hashchasa, and as the Pasuk states, Kimashchasim Behem, Mumbam Lei Ratzol Lechem, so the Torah is teaching us that not only can one not bring a Baal Mum as a carbon, one cannot bring a carbon that was a Reveo or Nirva, or that was served as a Vezara. And as the Bryce explains, that the Lashon Hashchasa refers to Dvar Ever as well as Tzav Vezara, as Dvar Ever Nechsev, and as the Pasuk in Pashas Neach states, Vayar Lekim Es Aretz Vini Nechchasa, Kihishchis Kabasa Es Dakar Ala Aretz, and as Rashi in Pashas Neach states, Afilu Behim Bechai Va'et Neskakal Shein Aminon, and as Rashi brings down in Asugya from the Pasuk at the end of Pashas Bereishis that states, Vayur B'nei Elohim Es B'nei Sa'adam Ki Toiv Eseina Vayichlo Em Noshem Mikol HaShabacharu, and as Rashi says, Shehoi Neskakal L'Shei Re'en Olechol Behim V'Vachaya, and our Gemara continues that not only does Lashon Hashchasa refer to Dvar Evra and therefore refers to Revea and Neva, but also refers to Avodas Kichavim and Nechsev, and as the Pasuk states in Pashas Ve'eschanan, Hen Tashchison V'Asisim Lachem Pesel Tumunas Kol Semel Tavnes Zochoi Nekeva. However, since the Psul of Mumin and the Psul of Dvar Evra and Avodas Kichavim are brought in the same pasuk, so one may have had a hamina that kol shem mum paisel boy dvar ever vavis chavim paisel boy v'chol she'ina mum paisel boy ein dvar ever vavis chavim paisel boy and v'hani oifos hoyvloy possible mumma da amma ma tamas v'zachs v'beima v'ein tamas v'zachs v'oifos ein dvar ever vavis chavim nami loy lifsabu. And one may have a hamina that based on the hekesh we should learn that the only time that the psul of dvar ever and avodas kichavim is only with the psul of mumin. If there is a case where there is no psul mumin, that there would be no psul of Dvar Ever and Avodas Kichavim, since in Pashas Emor and Pasuk Yud Tes, the Pasuk states, Lord Tzayinchem, Tom Zachor, Babakor, Baksavim, Va'izim, and as Rashi brings down for the Gemara Mesechta's Kedushin on Daf Chavdal and Abayz, Al Ba'ilus Oif, Ein Tzorch, Tamas V'Zachris, Ve'in Nifsel B'mum, El B'chasar and Ever, since there is no psul of Tamas and Zachris by an Oif, as one can bring Oifois that have small mumin to the base of Migdash as a carbon, and there is no chil between a Zachor and a Keva, B'negei Karbonais, therefore, the psul of Dvar Ever and the psul of Avodas Kichavim would not apply to Oifos, as the Gemara states, Kamash Malon, and therefore the pasuk tells us, Min Aterim Umin Bnei Ayoina, in order to be Mayat Nirva V'Nevad. And Ayin Tesis, who is bothered, that Lachir Ravu just brought a raya from our Brisa, that the period of time of Tziv is actually a Birya and not a Suffolk. How could we be Seis to this raya? Just explain that this was an Asmachta Ba'alma, and we really should dash and add these words something else, and it's coming Lemuute Nirva V'Nevad, and Tesis is Tema, the Seis is Stomach the Shas, or Summer Gers, the Seis is Drosha the Brisa, Kede Litchas Rayasai, Mukikral the Drosha Acheres, and Ayin Tesis, how he answers this question, and then based on his Teretz, the Tesis is Vim Taimar, Im Kain, Tifshi the Sveik Haver, the Iberia Haver, Istrukral Lemuute, and certainly we need the Pasak of Minaterim, Mim Bnei Ayoina, in order to be Maya at the stage of Tchilis Hatsiriyov, Bim Kain, Minol, the Ish Nirva Ba'ifais, and if so, how do we know that there's a psul of Nirva Ba'ifais? And Ayin Tesis, who brings a couple of terutzim, and Tesis states, Umayir Rabbi Aaron McGrinchberg tirates, the Enes says the Hashra, Drosha the Brysa, the Trey Miutik Sivi, Minaterim Oimin Bnei Ayoina, that at the end of the result, we have two Miutim, as the Pasuk states, Minaterim, and the Pasuk also states, Min Bnei Ayoina, and one of these Droshas comes to Mayat Nirva Venevad, and one of these Droshas comes to Mayat Chil Satsiv, Ayin Shom, Ayin Rajba, when our Gemara stated, Lumuti Nirva Venevad, and Zakhtar Rajba, Lamanda Oma, Yesh Nirva Ba'ifais, Lumute Nirva Venevad, Lamanda Oma, In Nirva Ba'ifais, Lumute Nevad, Uboihi, and it's of Shailu Mesechus Vachim, Yesh Nirva Ba'ifais, Ayin Nirva Ba'ifais, and this would certainly work out very well according to Tesis, that we actually have two different Drusha, Shoyes, Fida Manda Omada in near Rabbaifoys, and we are only being Mayat Abidisikhovim from this Limud, and we aren't being Mayat two items from the same Limud, and we already mentioned that even though Ain Thomas Vizachris Baifoys, however, as Rashi points out, although Mumuk Tanim and for example like Dukin Shabayin would not pass Oifoys, however, Mumuk Doilim like a Mechusa Iver would be absolved by Oifoys and not based on the fact that it's a Mum, but because of a separate issue of Hakrivo Nol Pachasecha. And as we previously mentioned this concept on Daf Chav Beis, however, Ayin and Taisis in Dibur Masel Thomas Vizachris Behema, where Taisis argues on Rashi, he brings down Mechusa Iver the Pasal Boif, Nafkalei Midichsiv Mina Oif, Aloy Kala Oif, and Ayin Sham Biyasabir. And before we continue with the second Shaila of Reb Zera, let us start with Akdama. And as Rashi points out, that just like we have three categories by birds, similarly we have three categories by sheep. From the time that sheep are born and in their first 12 months, they are called a keves, which we refer to as a lamb. And from the time that they are 13 months and forward, they are categorized as an ayol, which is a male ram. However, between the time that they are 12 months until they become 13 months, they are called a palgas. And as the Rav states in the Mishnah Masechtas Parah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, Loshen Peleg, that's a Loshen of being half, Kloima Mamutza Bein Zelazeh, and it's right in between these two stages, and similarly to the way that we explain but a gay a girl or a woman, that a girl is a ktana until she's 12 years old, then once she's heavy, she sires, and for the next 6 months, she will be a naira, and then afterwards, she's a begeres. And as the Rav continues, Yotu Mechlal Keves, but Lechlal Ayel Loiba, and Ayin Mesechlis Parim, Perak Aleph Mishnah Gimel, where the Mishnah states, Kvasim B'dei Shana, Ve'ilim B'dei Shtayim, meaning once they're 13 months old, Ve'kulim Yom Liyayim, and Ben Shlesha Asa Chodesh, Ein Akasha Loila Ayel Loila Keves, and when this animal is in its 13th month, then it's not kosher to be brought as an ayel or as a keves. Reb Tafrin Karero Palgos, and Ben Azai Karero Noikade, and Reb Ishbal Karero Pachad Gima, and also the Pesukim Pasha Shlach discussed the Nesachim that are brought with various Kabanais. The Pesukim teach us that there's a difference between the Nesachim that are brought together with the keves and the Nesachim that are brought when someone brings a korban from an ayel. Ben Igeo Keves, the Pasuk tells us in Perek Tezvav, Pasuk Dalin and Pasuk Hei, the Hikriv Amakriv Kabanai Lashem, Michos Seilis Yisorim Bolu Berviyas Ayin Shomen, V'yayin L'nesach Reviyas Ayin Tassal O'ilo Ila Zevach L'Keves O'echad. Then the next two Pesukim continue and discuss the Nesachim that are brought together with an ayol, and as the Pesukim state, O'ila Ayol Tassim Minchos Seilis Shtei Yisorinim, B'lula B'Hashem Shlish Zahin, V'yayin L'nesach Shlish Zahin, Takriv Reach Nechorech L'Hashem. And finally, as we will see, our Gemara will quote the Mishnah Masechtas Parah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, and the Mishnah states, Hikrivai, that if someone brought a palgas to as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, so maybe a love Niske Ayol, that he will bring the Nesachim that are generally brought together with an Ayol. And the Mishnah also teaches us, V'loi Olloi Mezivchai, and as we will see in our Gemara, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Papada as to how to explain this Mishnah. And B'negeya Palgas, Rabbi Zeri will have a similar suffix, as would we say that the status of a sheep, that it's within its 13th month, is a suffix, and we are unsure if we categorize it as a keves, and it's considered a lamb, or do we categorize it as an ayol, and it's considered a mature ram, or possibly it's considered a birya, and it's its own category. Therefore, certainly, if someone stated that I want to bring an oila from an ayol, then certainly if he brings a palgas, he would not be yitza. And certainly if someone said that I want to bring an oila from a keves, then certainly if he brings a palgas, would not be a kiyum of his neder. However, once again, by Reb Zera had a following shayla, ha'oima rei alai oilas behema min ha'ayol oimin ha'keves vehevi palgas ma'u, that if Ruvain made a neder, and he stated that I want to bring one carbon oila, and I could bring this oila either from an ayol or from a keves, and then he brought a palgas, would we say that a palgas is a suffix if it's an ayol or a keves, and therefore memanoshach, he was yotze his chiyuv of his neder, and he was mekayim his neder, or would we say that a palgas is a bria b'fnei atzmai, and it's considered a third category, and therefore he didn't bring an ayol, and he didn't bring a keves, and therefore he would not be yotze his chiyuv, and he was not mekayim his neder. Reb Zera continues to explain his shayla as a libud Rabbi Yechon, loyti b'ilcha da'ama bria hava, certainly according to the way that Rabbi Yechon explains the Mishnah Masechtas Parah, that I certainly do not have a shayla, as Rabbi Yechon certainly holds that a palgas is considered a barrier b'fnei atzmai, since Reuven promised to bring a korban oila either from an ayil or from a keves, so by bringing a palgas he could not be yotze his chiyuv, as l'maisa a palgas is not an ayil and not a keves, and it's considered its own category. And Reb Zera continues and brings down the Mishnah Masechtas Parah, as well as the member of Rabbi Yechon, at the Tanan and as we learned in Mishnah Maseches Parah, Rivoy may be a love niskayel ve'in oyloi mezivchai. V'am Rabbi Yechron, an explanation of that Mishnah. So Rabbi Yechron explained that the loch of the Mishnah is based on the pasuk that we previously quoted from Pasha Shlach, where pasuk Vav stated oyla ayel tasim mimchaser l'shnei yisraelim belulu b'shem and shlishas ha'in. And from the extra word oy, we learn out the Rabbi says a palgoyz that the Torah is teaching us that even though a palgoyz is not an ayel and not a keves, therefore if someone promised to bring an oyla either from an ayel or from a keves, and then they brought a palgoyz, then it would not be oyloi, they would not be mekayim their neder, and they would still have to bring another animal in order to be mekayim their neder. However, even so, the Torah is ma'abar that when bringing the palgoyz, one would bring the nesachim, and then the nesachim that they would bring would be the same nesachim that one would bring when bringing an ayel. And as Rashi explains, and with Yisro Krala Rebuye, and by the fact that the Torah had to be ma'abar, that when bringing a palgoyz, one would have to bring the nesachim of an ayel, Shema Mino Kasar Rabbi Yechon, therefore it must be that Rabbi Yechon holds the time of the Tana Da'ama Ein Oyloi Mezivchai, that the reason why this Tana holds that Ein Oyloi Mezivchai is Mishum De Berihu, and Ulini Nesachim Rachmana Rabia, the Isvekahu Loi Marbekra, as if the status of a palgoyz would actually be a suffix to us, and we are not sure if it's considered an ayel or a keves, then certainly the pasuk would not be mabed, and as we previously stated, miyeko sveko kame kuchabrichu, and certainly we would know that the halacha would be misafik, one would have to bring the nesachim that are generally brought with an ayel, and one would make a tnai, as if it's considered ayel, lehevi didei, then these nesachim should be the proper nesachim for an ayel, and be kevesu, and if a palgoyz is categorized as a keves, then yehei yes in the davar, then any extra nesachim, there's the difference between the nesachim that are brought as an ayel or as a keves, should be in a davar. And as we know, that one could be misnavid nesachim below carbon, and as we learned to misnachas menachos on daf kuzayin and aleph, Rashi is bothered, va'afagav detznan, and even though we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Menachos that a misnadbed loig echad v'loig beiz v'hei el shloisha, one cannot be misnadev only one or two or five loigin, and the minimum loig that you could donate is three loigin, kadesh yukri niske keves oyabosh yukri niske ayel oishisha ruin lepar, on the tzad that a palgoyz is considered a keves, then one really had a chiv to only bring three loigin, and therefore he only has one extra loig that's going to be in a dava, and we just stated that now it'll be misnadev one loig. However, since he's bringing it together with other loigin, then it would be fine, and one can even bring one loig. And lemaisa zokrab zera, and according to the way that Rabbi Yechon understands the Mishnah Maseches Parah, then certainly I do not have a shayla. And kiti boilecha libud bapada, and my only shayla is according to the way that bapada explains that Mishnah. And we continue on daf chaf gemar beis. The amr maisu masni bapada explains that when the Mishnah stated hikrivay mevi olav niske ayol, that it's not based on Xeris HaKosov. Instead, the Mishnah is teaching us that because we have a suffix as to how to categorize a palgoyz, therefore one has to bring the nesachim of an ayol, and he would bring these nesachim on tnai, and Reb Zira therefore had a suffix as to what tnayim bapada would require. And as Reb Zira continues, mi amrina ba'ayol v'keves masna b'birya loy masna oidilma b'birya nami masna da'oma ibirya hu l'havikulu n'dava, as possibly bapada held that one would only have two tzadim to their suffix. Certainly, there isn't a third category, which is a palgoyz, and certainly every palgoyz is either categorized as a keves or it's categorized as an ayel. And certainly, if a palgoyz is a keves, then one would have to bring the nesachim of a keves, and if a palgoyz is categorized as an ayel, then one would have to bring the nesachim of an ayel. And because we have a suffix, therefore the Mishnah taught us that one would have to bring the nesachim of an ayel, and they would make a tnai that if a palgoyz is actually categorized as an ayel, then all these nesachim should be for machay. And if a palgoyz is really categorized as a keves, then really I'm only responsible to bring the amount of nesachim that is required for a keves, and therefore any extra nesachim should be as an adava. However, zokrab zera, that it is possible that a palgoyz would also have a third suffix, and potentially a person would have to take into account a third possibility that a palgoyz is actually a biri b'fnei atzmai and is considered a third category, and therefore the person would have to say that if this animal is a palgoyz, then since the Torah doesn't require us to bring any nesachim, as the Torah only gives us an amount of nesachim for an ayel or for a keves, and doesn't mention anything about nesachim for a palgoyz, therefore I don't have to bring any nesachim, and all the nesachim that I'm bringing should be considered a nedava. In regard to the Shaila Reb Zera, where Reuven made a neder that I will bring a korban oyla either from an ayel or from a keves, and Reuven brought a palgoyz, and Reb Zera had a Shaila that possibly a palgoyz is either an ayel ayil or a keves, and we're just uncertain if it's an ayil or a keves, and therefore certainly by bringing a palgas, the Reuven was mekayim his neder, as either a palgas is an ayil or it's a keves, and he promised to bring an oila either from an ayil or a keves. However, it is also sad that a palgas is actually a birya, and it's its own separate category, and since a palgas is not an ayil and not a keves, therefore Reuven was not mekayim his neder, and the Gemara ends off teku, and the Gemara is not poshut to shayla. Ayin Rashi at the top of Daf Chof Gemara Beis, where Rashi points out, even though Rabbi Yechon learned the din from a pasuk, as the pasuk states oil ayil, and he learns out the rabbis is a palgas. However, certainly Bar Pada doesn't have this limud from the words of oil ayil, and therefore Zok Rashi and oil ayil darish le drasha chino, and Bar Pada actually used the word oil ayil for another drasha. And as we find in Maseches Menachos on Daf Tzadik Aleph Gemara Beis, Ayin Baram Tesis on Daf Chof Gemara Aleph, where Tesis points out that the Perek Shtei Midas is says about Pada may I crow the oil ayil the ma'abe palgas, and certainly lo yosakra l'rabuye sveka. And actually, if you look at the Gemara Maseches Menachos, the Gemara ends off with the kasha, and it would seem like Tesis that the Gemara actually slugs up this memory of Pada. However, Rashi clearly holds that since Reb Zira ultimately takes into account the memory of Pada, and he actually is a shayla according to the memory of Pada, so it must be that Reb Zira held that the teretz of the Gemara's question in Maseches Menachos is that Pada argues in Rabbi Yechon, and he learns another drasha from the words oi, and as Rashi just explained, va'oila ayil darish leila drasha achrina. And before we continue, let's just point out that certainly if someone would say that I want to bring a carbon oila and would not specify that he wants to bring an ayil or a keves, then certainly one would be mekayim the neda by bringing a palgas, as either a palgas is categorized as a keves or as an ayil, and even if it's considered a berya b'fnei atzmai. However, l'maisa the Torah tells us that one could bring a carbon from tzoyin. Certainly a palgas is considered part of the tzoyin family. However, certainly b'negei ha'oifos is not the case. And if someone promised to bring an oif as a carbon oila, then one could not necessarily be mekayim the neder, bringing a ben yoina and a tar that in the stage of tchilas hatziyav is on its side, that it's considered a berya b'fnei atzmai, and it's considered a third completely distinct category. Then the Torah states that one cannot bring this as a carbon, as one can only bring a ben yoina or a tar, and one could either bring young birds or mature birds, but one cannot bring a bird that's within this third category. And this seems pashut, and therefore when the Mishnah Maseches Parah states ve'in le'olam zivchai, certainly we're not talking about a case where someone just stated stama that want to bring a carbon oila. And before we continue with the third shayla Reb Zera, let us start with a brief haktama. As we know, when someone brings a carbon toida, then aside for the animals that they bring, they would also bring 40 lachmei toida. As we know, there are 10 lechem of 4 different types of lechem, and 30 of these lechem are specifically made of matzah, and one of these lechem are specifically made of chametz. And we also know that in the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim on Daf Mem Chesed Amud Beis, there's a famous machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Meir in geyim matzah and chametz. And the metzias is that when one forms a dough and mixes water and flour, the dough begins to ferment. Initially, certainly every dough starts out as matzah, and certainly at this initial stage, it will be mutter to eat this on Pesach. However, afterwards, there are 3 different stages, and the first stage is called Achsafas Panim, and that is at a point where the dough partially fermented and the dough becomes pale, but there are no cracks yet in the dough. And then the second category is what we will call Nistak Kani Chagovim, that a couple of cracks already formed in the dough, and they look like the antennas of a grasshopper. And then finally, there's a third category, where it's Nisavru Sadokim Zebzeh, that many cracks form in the dough, and these cracks start intermingling with each other. In addition, there are also 3 different dinim, b'negei chametz and matzah, as certainly when something is matzah, then it's even mutter b'achila on Pesach, and when something is completely chametz and is chametz gomer, then certainly it's also to eat on Pesach, and if one would eat it on Pesach, they'd be chayiv kares. However, there's also an intermediate category called seer. In regard to this category, there's a machlekes between Rabbeinu and Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbeinu holds that if one eats seer, they'd be chayiv malkus, as even though it is considered chametz, however, it's not roi l'achilas adam, and it's considered chametz neksha, and therefore one would not be chayiv kares. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that although one would have to destroy seer, one that eats seer would not be chayiv kares, and would not even be chayiv malkus. And finally, there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir as to how to categorize various stages of a dough that is becoming chametz. And Rabbi Meir holds that even when a dough only has achsafas panim, and there are no cracks in the dough, it's still considered seer, and if one would eat that dough, dough, it'd be chayy malkas. And once a dough would be nistak kani chagovim, then it's considered chametz gomer, and one would even be chayiv kares. And certainly when it's nisarvu sedokin zebizeh, then one would be chayiv kares, and certainly that's chametz gomer. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues in Rameir, he slows the process of becoming chametz by one category and by one level, as Rabbi Yehuda holds that even though according to Rameir, once there was achsofas panim, it's considered tzir. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that that is considered matzah gomer, and one could even be yotzer the chiyuv achilas matzah, eating matzah that was made from dough that already started to have achsofas panim. And Rabbi Yehuda also argues in Rameir, whereas Rameir holds that if a dough was nistak kani chagovim, that it's already considered chametz gomer. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that during the period of nistaku kani chagovim, then the dough is considered seer. And although the fear of Yehuda, one would have to burn this dough. However, even if one would eat this dough, they would not be chayiv kares, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, they would not be chayiv malchus. And finally, Rabbi Yehuda holds that once it's an arev sedokin zebizeh, then it's no longer considered seer, and it's considered chametz gomer. And certainly, Rabbi Meir would agree with this categorization. And let us see the Mishnah Maseches Pesachim on daf mem ches amud beis, as the Mishnah first brings down the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda as seir yisur for ichle potter, tzidik yisur for ichle chayiv kares, and as zeu seir kekani chagovim, and tzidik is the sarvus sedokin zebizeh div Rabbi Yehuda. And the Mishnah continues with the Shita of Rameir, as Vachachamim referring to Rameir, Zev Zel Ichle Chayiv Kares, Bezeo Seer, Kol Shech Sivu Panav, Odom Shomdu Saresav. And the Gemara then brings a Brisa that expands and explains the Shita of Rameir, that Rameir holds that Seer is Kol Shech Sivu Panav, Kol Odom Shomdu Saresav, and as we saw in the Mishnah, but then the Brisa states that according to Rameir, Sidak referring to Chametz Gomer is defined as Kekani Chagovim, Div Rameir. Based on this Akdamah, so our Gemara will now continue and bring a similar shaila to Reb Zeira had, and this third shaila Reb Zeira will be relevant to Lachmei Toida, as by Reb Zeira ha'oima re'elai Lachmei Toida min ha'chametz o'im min ha'matzah v'hei v'sir ma'u. And Reb Zeira had a shaila that if Reuven made a neda that I will bring 10 Lachmei Toida, and either I'll bring them from chametz or I'll bring 10 Lachmei Toida from matzah, and he ultimately brought 10 breads that were made from seer, so would that be a kiyum of his neder, or would it not be a kiyum of his neder? And certainly we're talking about a case where the person not only had dough that was seer, but he already baked the dough, and certainly this dough could no longer continue with its leavening process, and certainly he could not leave it in order to become chametz, as otherwise it would be no shayla, as he could just leave it until it becomes chametz gomer. And before the Gemara explains the shayla of Reb Zeira, the Gemara wants to understand the metzias of the shayla, and the Gemara is seer deman, that what type of seer are we referring to, and number one, according to which shita was this dough considered seer, and number two, according to whom are we asking the shayla? And as the Gemara continues, Isir Rameir Rabbi Yehuda Matzam Al Yasi, and if you're speaking about dough that was in the stage of seer according to Rameir, meaning that had achsafas panim, and we're asking the shayla according to the shita Rabbi Yehuda, then certainly there's no shayla. Certainly Rabbi Yehuda holds that dough at this stage would be considered Matzam Al Yasa, and therefore certainly one would be Yotzer Achiyav, as he promised to bring Lachmei Toida either from chametz or from matzah, and ultimately brought 10 matzahs. And the Gemara continues, either Rabbi Yehuda Rameya chametz mal yehu, and if you're going to say we're talking about the seer of Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that this dough was already nistak kani chagovim, and our question is according to Rameya, but certainly that would not be a question, as certainly according to Rameya, once dough is nistak kani chagovim, then it's considered chametz gomer, and certainly Reuven was mekayim his neder, as Reuven promised to bring lachmei toida either from chametz or from matzah, and ultimately he brought lachmei toida from chametz. And the Gemara continues, v'idra meil rameya midlaki le'achametzu. Certainly, Rameya's question could not be on the seer of Rameya, meaning that it's in the stage of achsafas panim. And the shaila is according to the shita Rameya. Once again, this would not be a valid question, as certainly, although Rameya holds that one would not be chayiv kares, but that's only because it's considered chametz neksha. But certainly, since we know that Rameya holds that if one eats his dough or this bread that was made at a time that it was at the stage of achsafas panim, then there would be chayiv malkas. So clearly Rameya holds that's considered chametz, and if so, certainly Reuven would be mekayim his neder, as Reuven promised to bring lachmei toida either from chametz or from matzah, and lemaisi brought lachmei toida min achametz. And finally, the Gemara explains, elder Rabbi Yehuda mai, Rabbi Zeira's shayla is in a case where someone had lechem that was made from dough that was at the stage of Rabbi Yehuda's seer, meaning that the dough was already nistak kachani chagovim, and the shayla of Rabbi Zeira was according to the shita Rabbi Yehuda as well. And the shayla is that if one made a promise to to donate lachmi toida, either from chametz or from matzah, then he donated bread made out of seer. Was he mekayim his nedor or not? And the shaila is sveika havya v'nafik mimonashach oydilma bir yehu v'loy nafik. And the shaila is according to the shita Rabbi Yehuda that holds benegay his own seer that there's a requirement to burn the seer, so it must be that there's a tzad chametz. But even so, Rabbi Yehuda says that if someone eats seer that they are potter from malchus, and therefore it must be that it's not vadei chametz. And the reason why you're potter from malchus is because any hasra would be hasra suffik. And is it pshat that lefir Rabbi Yehuda, if one has seer where the dough was nistak kikani chagovim, that it's a suffik if it's chametz or if it's matzah? And since he promised to bring lachmi toida either from chametz or matzah, so certainly by being seer he's either bringing chametz or matzah, and therefore he was mekayim his neder. However, Rabbi Zira has it sad that according to Rabbi Yehuda, seer is not chametz and it's also not matzah, and it's an interim stage between matzah and chametz, and it's actually a birya b'fnei atzmai, and similar to a naira that's between katnis and bagras. And since Reuven promised to bring lachmi toida either from chametz or from matzah, and by bringing lachmi toida made from seer, that he was not mekayim his neder at all. However, the Gemara continues and asks that how could Rabbi Zira have a shaila at all? Maybe toida b'lachma, the kibin dechayv le b'toida b'lachma, holo yad ha'gavri chometz u'dleisi matzah, imatz u'dleisi chometz. That since Rav Huna taught us in Mesechus Menachos, that if someone promises to bring all the lachmei toida, or he promises to bring some of the lachmei toida, then not only will be chayv to bring 40 lechem, but it'll also be chayv to bring the korban toida. And as Rashi points out, the Adam Yodea de'in lechem b'loi toida, as everyone knows that one cannot bring lechem without also bringing the behemoth for the korban toida. Therefore, in the case of Rav Zera, even though Reuven only promised to bring 10 lachmei toida, but automatically is chayv to bring all 40 lachmei toida together with a behemoth for a korban toida, and if so, Reuven is required to bring 30 breads of matzah and 10 breads that are made of chametz. Therefore, even if we could be pashut, that certainly Rav Yehuda did not consider seer a birya b'fnei atzmai, and he had a suffik if seer is considered chametz or matzah. But even so, by bringing seer, it would not help Reuven fulfill his obligation, as we are still unsure if these 10 breads of seer are actually considered chametz or matzah. Therefore, in order for Reuven to be mekayim his neder, he would still have to bring 30 lechem that are vadei matzah and 10 lechem that are vadei chametz. And the Gemara continues and explains that in the chenami, this was not the case where Rav Zira had a shayla, as leitzricha d'oma harei lai esachalos liftei tadaso shoploini. And Rav Zira's shayla was in a case where Shimon already promised to bring a korban toida. Certainly, Shimon is required to bring 30 lechem of matzah and 10 lechem of chametz. And then Reuven made a neder that I want to bring 10 lechem, either of chametz or of matzah, in order to help Shimon fulfill his obligation of bringing his korban toida. And certainly, in this case, Reuven never promised to bring all 40 lechem. And Rav Zira's shayla is that if Reuven would bring 10 lechem made of seer, so would he be mekayim his neder or not? As if there's a suffik if seer is considered chametz or matzah, then certainly Reuven was mekayim his neder, as ultimately he gave 10 chalis for Shimon's carbon. However, if seer is considered a birya and is considered its own category and not considered chametz or matzah, then certainly he was not mekayim his chiyuv. And the Gemara continues and asks another question, but seif halo yada hai gavroi chametz u'dleisi matzah, imatz u'dleisi chametz. The Gemara is bothered that since Reuven promised to bring 10 chalis in order to pater toidasa shalploini, so the only way that Reuven could be mekayim his neder is only if by him bringing these 10 chalos, he actually helps Shimon be mekayim his neder and remove 10 chalos from the responsibility of Shimon. And as Rashi points out, seif kim de amar liftor loy nafik ad de potle lahu ploini miyut chalos. Even on the tzad that seer is a suffik if it's chametz or matzah, but certainly Shimon cannot rely on these 10 chalos of seer. And as Rashi states, b'hai loy motzi potle b'hai seer as loy yodahu ploini my isi heich the loy sevelayu, as since Shimon cannot verify exactly what these seer are, and if it's chametz or matzah, so certainly Shimon would still have to bring all 40 chalos, as Shimon certainly has to bring 30 loaves that are vadei matzah and 10 loaves that are vadei chametz. And because of this question, once again, the Gemara explains that Rav Zira's shaila was a bit different, as loy tzricha loy amar lifter, meit begavro yidei nidrei nafik oy loy nafik. And Rav Zira's shaila was not in the scenario where Reuven said, I'm bringing these 10 loaves in order to pata Shimon's chiyuv, but instead he just stated, harei alai yud chalis l'taydasa shal bloy. Shoini, that I want to bring 10 chalais for the Toida of Shimon. And Lemaisa, since Reuven brings 10 loaves of seer, so if Rabbi Yehuda holds that seer is a suffix, if it's chametz or matzah, then certainly Reuven is mekayim his neder, as ultimately these 10 loaves of seer can be brought for Shimon's Toida. And although we're in a chenami, it won't help Shimon, as Shimon will still have to bring 40 lechem, Reuven never promised that he'll actually pater Shimon's chayiv, therefore it would still be a kiyum of his neder. However, Rabbi Zera has another tzad that Rabbi Yehuda actually holds that seer is birya, and seer is its own category, and it's not considered chametz or matzah. And since when Reuven promised to bring 10 lechem that are ready to be brought as a carbon toida, since a carbon toida can only be brought from chametz or from matzah, so therefore by bringing 10 loaves of seer, Reuven was not mekayim his neder. And the Gemara ends off teku. We always say that teku either stands for tehekai, and the question still remains, and others explain that as an abbreviation or an acronym for Tishbi Yitaretz Kushir Svi Yabayis, and Ayin the Aruch, who states that the Lashon Teku is Milashon Tik, this is similar to a bag or to some sort of a package, as Kikamayisha Shatik Shabaya Sefer Eidu Noidu Masha Batechai, and just like when someone is carrying a bag and no one knows what's inside the bag, and Kach Pshita Sibay Eidu Noida. And prior to finishing, let us point out that according to the Tzad of Rav Zeira Shaila, that Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, seer is considered a separate category, so the Mufashim struggle to explain that why would it be that Lefi Rabbi Yehuda there would be a chiv to burn seer if Lemais is considered a separate category and it's not considered chametz, ayin sham, and we will stop over here.